And finally, today, as the arts world emerges from its pandemic shutdown, one of America's most celebrated dance festivals is enjoying a rebirth of sorts. Last year, the festival known as Jacob's Pillow in the Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts was forced to go virtual because of the pandemic. Then, one of its theaters burned to the ground. Now, it's back to in-person events. Here's reporter Jeff London.
In 1931, modern dance pioneer Ted Shawn purchased a farm in an isolated location in western Massachusetts as a retreat for his company. And over the years, Jacob's Pillow grew into one of the most important incubators of contemporary dance, not just for America, but for the world.
This festival has never been canceled ever in its history, not even in World War II.
Pamela Taji is the festival's director. Last summer, Jacob's Pillow went online. New dances were created for streaming, and the pre-professional school was held on Zoom.
The silver lining of this time has been accessibility, access to Jacob's Pillow. So many people know us, know where we are. We'll never be able to get here, but we're able to reach us online.
Still, there were layoffs, a loss of revenue, and then, as reported by member station GBH,
nearly 24 hours ago, a fire in Western Mass destroyed a theater at Jacob's Pillow Dance Center in Beckett, Mass. It's in Berkshire County. The Doris Duke Theater, one of two indoor theaters on that campus, was a total loss.
The theater had been the Pillow's experimental black box for 30 years, a place where choreographers developed new work in an intimate setting. Norton Owen is the festival's archivist.
We had quite a year, and of course, that's not unique. Many people had quite a year, but I think our story was particularly difficult. And yet, I will say, too, that out of loss comes renewal.
The Duke will be rebuilt, and the main stage, the Ted Shawn Theater, is getting a top-to-bottom renovation. So this summer is all about dance on the center's outside stage, with the mountains as a backdrop, and even around the 220-acre campus. Dorrance Dance, a tap dancing company that has been coming to the Pillow for the past 10 years, was the first to give live performances this summer. Michelle Dorrance, the MacArthur Fellow who founded the company, says they created a dance piece all over Jacob's Pillow, in front of an old cabin, in the pub, on a gravel path.
We love the opportunity to create something that is site-specific and something that honors a particular environment, right? And for it to be the Pillow, and that we were allowed and, in fact, encouraged to explore the edges of the campus that we may not have experienced before, to bring some of the audiences to those places.
It rained most of the week the company was in residence, so they only gave one performance of their regular stage show. But Dorrance says,
we were able to perform that roving performance outdoors every single day. And audiences put up with it. They'd put on their raincoats and their boots and they'd come hang with us.
The next weekend, when I attended Jacob's Pillow, Contratiempo, an Afro-Latin activist dance theater from L.A., saw many of its performances rained out as well. Founder and choreographer Ana Maria Alvarez was philosophical.
In some ways, it feels a little bit like Mother Nature being like, sit down and slow down. Like you remember, like the things that we've really learned from this year are moving at the speed of community.
And her company, which hadn't danced together during the pandemic, took advantage of the downtime to hold dance classes in a tent. Students returned to the Pillow this summer as well. Nolan Fahey from Vancouver was in quarantine when we spoke, about to start a two-week program in contemporary dance.
It's a place where you really like submerge yourself into dance and art, and especially after like the whole pandemic and being somewhat deprived of dance and art, it just seems like such a good way to get back into it.
With only 400 people allowed to see each outdoor performance, director Pam Taji says she's made the commitment to create high-quality videos of the summer shows and make them available for free, on demand. She hopes viewers donate to Jacob's Pillow. Regardless, all the dance companies will receive additional fees for the videos.
This field has been decimated, I have to say. It's going to take years for it to come back. And it's the role of organizations like Jacob's Pillow to do what we can to support artists in that recovery.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in Beckett, Massachusetts.